What's going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC, and your co-host for this final episode with ChatGPT. It's been fun playing with the AI, but in the next episode, I'm going to get back to just me, just my opinions and all of that, but I'm excited to see and share with you what this AI has to say about Minecraft potion ideas. We're going to be looking at one idea from a listener email and a few ideas from the Minecraft feedback website. But it, guys, if you are new here, if you're just tuning in to Dig Straight Down for the very first time, this is a podcast about Minecraft update ideas and Minecraft updates that are for sure coming to the game. So if that's something that interests you, if you like Minecraft news, or if you just like speculating on what could happen in the future of the game, this is the podcast for you. So thank you for listening. Let's get into the show. Now, this comes in from LittleNoNo999, and they write, "Hi, Rebel and AI. I have three new potions that I have thought of. First is the Potion of the Blessed. This potion would make all mobs neutral to you, but would make undead mobs attack you faster and see you from further away. This potion would be brewed with a skeleton or zombie head, and would give potions 15 minutes of duration because of how expensive it is. Another variant of this would be the Golden Elixir, which would be brewed from a wither skeleton head and would make piglins neutral and only attack when attacked, and if you are wearing gold armor, piglin brutes would be neutral to you. This would also have a 15-minute duration. The final variant would be the Potion of Freedom, which is brewed with a dragon's head and lasts for 45 minutes. This potion would make Endermen be neutral and only provoked when attacked. It would make Shulkers also neutral and would even give you levitation for 30 seconds if you give them a Course Fruit. I hope you like my ideas, and I hope the AI understands what I'm saying. LittleNoNo999 raided a fortress with his band of piglin allies after drinking the golden elixir." Some pretty cool ideas here. I do like the idea of incorporating mob heads into potion brewing, especially for potions that might be a little overpowered, just to make them balanced. And I believe that actually we have skeleton heads now in the game. I think that you can find them in ancient cities, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure that was added to the game. But yeah, the idea of a potion that actually makes neutral overworld mobs, or makes hostile overworld mobs, neutral to you, like creepers and stuff, not a bad idea at all. This is what ChatGPT had to say about this idea. "These are interesting ideas for new potions in Minecraft. The Potion of the Blessed, making mobs neutral to the player while making undead mobs more aggressive, is a unique concept, and the inclusion of different variants of the potion with different effects and durations adds depth to the game. The Golden Elixir, making piglins and piglin brutes neutral if the player is wearing gold armor, and the Potion of Freedom, making Endermen and Shulkers neutral, and even providing levitation for a short time, are both intriguing possibilities that could add new challenges and strategies to the game." So ChatGPT thinks the ideas are good, so that's good enough for me. Let's add it to Minecraft. So thank you so much for the email. And guys, if you have any ideas, questions, or comments, yeah, send them to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. So let's move on to feedback posts that outline new ideas for new potions. The first one is Sticky Potion. And all of these ideas are going to be linked into the show notes of this episode, so you can go and read them for yourself. So Sticky Potion, or the Climbing Potion, allows you to stick to any surface and move along it in any direction at a slow pace. It prevents running. It has a short duration. Getting damage or pressing the jump button interrupts sticking to walls and the ceiling. A glowstone variant allows you to be hit one more time. Some optional things here: reduces jump height from 1 1/4 blocks to 1 block, prevents bouncing on slime blocks, but also reduces the falling damage to 0 if falling on a slime block. If you stand or stick to slime blocks, you get moved in the same direction as the slime block itself. So on like a flying machine, I think. Instead of a short duration, maybe allow the player to move along some distance. Glowstone variant would increase that distance. Redstone variant would increase the buff debuff duration. If player and or mob entities collide together, make them stick together maybe, movements could cancel each other out. That would be pretty crazy. ChatGPT has this to say about this idea. One way to improve the sticky potion is to add a way for players to control the speed at which they move while stuck to a surface. This could be done by adding a separate button or key to control the speed by allowing the player to control the speed with their movement keys. I don't know about that idea. Adding another button to controls, I think, would just kind of overcomplicate things. So I think ChatGPT kind of struck out with that idea. I do like the idea of a potion that allows you to climb up surfaces like a spider does. That could be really, really useful, especially in trying to get out of deep chasms or caves. Not a bad idea at all. The next idea here is the latent potion, or otherwise known as the vaccine potions. It feels as if even as powerful and neat as potions are, they end up underused in day-to-day life because of how impractical they can be. Most players don't take fire resistance with them while spelunking or slow fall while mountain climbing. Not only because a water bucket is more helpful in those scenarios, but because of the certain uncertainty of whether it will have been worth the effort brewing a potion for such a situation. Perhaps if brewed with a warped fungus, potions would become latent. Their effect only kicks in if needed, similar to a vaccine, but at the cost of a greatly reduced effect time. For example, fire resistance will only activate if you were on fire, no matter if you were ignited seconds or even minutes after drinking the potion, but it will only last for 20 seconds. Night vision when it gets darker than light level 7, water breathing when you take drowning damage, speed for when you sprint for some time, you name it. I see it as a much more Minecrafty way of implementing baubles or trinkets that give you certain immunities. Certain potions wouldn't work so well in this form, but the player may brew as they please. I kind of like the idea, maybe for certain potions only. It gives me the feeling of like taking your daily vitamins, you know. If you're 30 years old like me, you do that because, you know, you need to stay healthy. So having a Minecraft version of this, having your daily potions that you take, you know, you take your fire breathing, you take your regeneration, you take all of these potions because you know on a day-to-day basis in Minecraft, you're going to need them. So you take them in advance, and when you need them, the effect kicks in. I don't think that's a bad idea. Maybe just for certain potions, maybe not for all of them. But let's see what the ChatGPT had to say about that. To improve this idea, adding a way for the player to activate the potion's effect manually, for example, by pressing a button or key. This would give the player more control over when the effect is used. Also, you could add another variant of potion that would work in the same way, but would give you a smaller effect that lasts longer. I don't like this idea from the AI, because it kind of just takes away the whole reason for having a latent effect. I mean, if we're going to just press a button to activate the effect, we might as well just press the mouse key to drink the potion. I mean, there doesn't really seem to be much of a difference. It doesn't really be, it's just sort of going back to square one. So I don't like that idea at all. In this episode, AI is not doing a very good job improving or critiquing ideas, but let's see if it will add a good potion to the game. So I asked ChatGPT, in theory, if you could add your favorite potion to Minecraft, what would it be? Just to see what it would say. And this is ChatGPT's answer. In theory, my favorite potion would probably be a potion that enhances the player's abilities in various ways. The potion would be called the Superpower Potion, and when consumed, it would give the player increased strength, speed, agility, and endurance. It would also give the player the ability to jump higher and farther and to mine blocks faster. Additionally, the potion could make the player immune to fall damage and fire and increase the player's resistance to other forms of damage. To add more variety, it could also give the player ability to fly for a short period of time or to see in the dark. Overall, this potion would greatly enhance the player's capabilities and make the game more exciting and dynamic. Whoa, so AI really wants superpowers. AI wants it all. AI is like, hey, why stop at just a few buffs? Why stop at just a few things that could help us? Why not have it all in one potion? AI really, really wants to be all powerful in Minecraft. And I don't think that that would go very well in gameplay. But let me know what you guys think, because that brings us to the end of this episode. I want to say a special thank you to ChatGPT for joining me in the last three episodes. It's been fun having you on. And if you guys have any questions, comments, or ideas, send them to me at digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. I cannot wait to hear from you. You can also connect with me on Twitter. I am at rebeljc_92. And until next episode, guys, keep digging straight down. I will see you at bedrock.